This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In Parashas Re'eh, we have the ongoing mitzvahs and isurim of Avodah Zarah, which is most of Dvarim deals with a lot of Avodah Zarah. But there's something unusual in this parasha. Beginning of parasha, we have Eilach Chukim Shpat Neshurim Lasset Ba'aretz, Abay Tabeinus Kol Mekomash Adosh Magoyim, and so on. The Chiyuv to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. That's very normal. That's something that's written on the other psukim. When it starts, it's Bechoysem Shabbat and Tzoyisem Hashem Tisvun Ve'ish. Vavaretem Shmom Min Amok Mahu. Lo Yisavsun Kein Hashem Lekeichem. You shall not do this for to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's two pshatim. One pasuk is that you shall not do any type of vandalism, any type of destruction. That's second pshat in Rashi. That's very, very obvious. The first pshat in Rashi is you shall not be makriv in many places like they're makriv in many places. So that's interesting. The we know Avodah Zarah is wrong because Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is it's the worst of all Averis and so on, and therefore we need not to have Avodah Zarah. But here it seems to pick on some sort of side point. Avodah Zarah, also they happen to have many, many places where they're makriv. You should not do that. Of all the elements of Avodah Zarah that's bad, okay, maybe it's good, maybe it's not so good, but that doesn't seem to be a very, very central feature of Avodah Zarah. I mean, it says the Mashal of Psukim that they're makriv children, they kill children for Avodah Zarah, like Molech. That's an example of how depraved it is. But this is not something incredibly bad. And the Hemshar of Psukim actually bear out that this is pshat. Ki im elamok and shoshakim chod sheikh nasa shom. Dafka, you should bring it there. L'shichnoi sidrashu vasa shama. So the in pshat, that would say, certainly be the thrust of this parasha, that you're coming to a place full of Avodah Zarah. And you know, Avodah Zarah is very, very terrible because they have a lot of different places of worship. You shall go to the place where Yivcha Hashem Alekeichem, L'shichnei Sidrashu, you shall try to search out where is its Mokam Shechino, Basa Shama, Vaveisim Shama, Seim Zivchechem, and so on. And then he says again, Lo Yisasin Kol Shach Ha'isim Po Ayoyim, Ish Kol Ayoshe Be'enov. You should not do what we're doing now. In other words, as long as they were in the Midbar, they were makriv in different places. And he says, the Karbonis Chova were not in Nikrav on the Mizbeches, only Ish Kolayoshebeinov, which is Nedarim and Nedavis, the Karbonis that are Nedavis. So Lo Yisaz and Kolayoshebeinov is placed in Mayom, which is Ish Kolayoshebeinov, but when you get to Beis HaMikdash and have him as a Beis HaMikdash, an essential place in Makriv, then you can be Makriv Nedavis. If anything, logically to us, it would seem the opposite. One would expect that the things that we must do, so I understand that that's important and we have to do it now no matter what, even if it's not optimal. Nedavis, not so important, so let's wait until we get there. Why in the world is the order reversed? In the they could do Nedarim Davis, but they couldn't do Chayva. It almost seems as if Chayva, even though it seems to us more important, they could not do it except for the Beis HaMikdash. So let's look a little bit into the Inyan. Let's bring another point down. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, we have the binyan of a bayis, And in Hilchos Beis Abchira, the Rambam, when he discusses the halacha of Beis Abchira, he says there's a mitzvah to build a Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash has kelim, a mizbeach, karbonis, keves, v'chulu, 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 and he describes all the different parts of the Beis Hamikdash, including mizbeach. Now, the Rambam also describes where each kli is located, and each kli is located not in a particular spot, but rather in a certain frame of reference. North of something, south of something, to the right of something, closer. In other words, there is no specific place for the menorah. It just has to be closer to this, on this side of this, on the Durham over here. It's more a general location. There's one exception, and that's Mizbeach. So in Perek Aleph, he lists the Mizbeach as part of the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, without mentioning anything specific. Then in Perek Beis, Halach Aleph Ram says, HaMizbeach mekoymei mechuven b'yoysa. Mizbeach has an extraordinarily specific place. V'mishanoysa mekoymei loylam. And you cannot change it or move it. Shenema ze Mizbeach lo'oylo l'Yisrael. And the Beis Hamikdash was Akedas Yitzchak, and Messiah's Beit Koil, that the place where Dov and Shlomo built the Mizbeach was the Mokram that Avram built, and Yitzchak, and so on and so forth. And then it says, Midas HaMizbeach Mechuvonis Harbe. Now, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Orin, it doesn't really say that it has to be in a particular place. It says it has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It also says there was a rack there that was there from forever, and they put it on it. Not clear halachically if that's just where they put it, or it's ma'akev. It doesn't say it in this lashon doesn't say anywhere else. And yet by Mizbeach it says mekoyme mechuvim b'yoyse, and shalaz mekoyme lo'ilam. So the makom mizbeach, the makom hakrava, is something that is a very, very specific location. And one hears the contrast with Avodah Zarah, but what is the point of it? What is the pshat? Why does it have to be a very specific location? So I want to try to understand a little bit more about the chiluk between Avodah Zarah and Avodas Hashem, l'havdol v'havdolos. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, it's in the parasha in Ekev, that the iser of we are prohibited not only from worshiping Avodah Zarah, but using any type of ceremonies that Avodah Zarah uses for their God, we can't use it for Avodah Hashem. In other words, a person might be tempted to think the following. The issue is not what you do, the issue is who do you do it to. So the rites and the rituals that an Avodah Zarah uses, we could transfer it for Avodas Hashem and use it for Avodas Hashem. So on that the pasuk says, and the Rebbe Mechai teaches it in the psukim about, you know, that you see that they bring korbanos, human sacrifices. The point is, not only is the focus of their religion wrong, but everything they do is wrong as well. The logic behind it is that the type of worship you use is not only a random pick. You bring flowers. It carries in itself some sort of sense of what is it the God that you're worshiping, what is worshiping, and if they are dead wrong on what they're worshiping, then how they worship is also going to be wrong. It's just like when you buy somebody a gift, If two people are very different, chances are the gifts that are suitable are very different. And therefore, any type of avoda that we're going to use for avoda zara is going to, almost by definition, going to be bad for avodas Hashem. I want to add a side point, but I think it's an important point to bear in mind. This was something that was relevant a century and a half ago, when they had the rise of the reform movement in Germany and in Hungary. And the thrust of the reforms they wanted mostly was changes in the nature of Beis HaKnesses, where the bima would be, where how the rav would dress, and so on. It was obviously coming from Christianity. There was sort of an inferiority complex. There was a feeling that the goyim have very, very proper and dignified services. He didn't have shtiblach, not such dignified services. And if we were to copy the goyim, we would ourselves be very proud of it, and we wouldn't have an inferiority complex from the goyim. That was kind of the mindset. Now, the opposition was vehement, and it's hard to really say that it was based on halachic, solid halachic grounds. You know, a lot of these in Yanim, where this is, where that is, it's really hard to say that halachically these things are yag vayaver. But there were two reasons why the opposition was vehement. And you wouldn't daven a shul that had the beam in the wrong place, and so on. One was a simple simple sense of where things are headed to. It was obvious that if they want to look like goyim, then more and more it will end up being a church, which it did. Many of them ended up converting. It just was a lot simpler to get ahead. They thought they would be able to get ahead as kind of dignified Jews. At the end of the day, it still was something that, the goyim were not inclined for that. So one reason why there was such a red line drawn is because they saw where the bottom of that slippery slope is. But I think there's a deeper Indian also. The modes of worship, those things are halacha, minhag, especially if they're minhag, they're expressions of a certain spirit of halacha, a certain spirit of that religion. And anything that is naturally an expression of Christianity should not and is not an expression of Yadus. That was the was, I think, the approach, and it makes, you know, and in line with Rabbi Abachaya, this is true. It meant that one should not take the kind of minhagim, which are really expressions of a certain sense of things, and follow them. But so we understand that the mores of Ovdei Avodah Zarah are bad in themselves, and some we should stay away from. Specifically, this point of bringing karbanos all over or to a specific or a specific place. But what is the content of that distinction? What is the difference between something that is brought everywhere we want or to there? So let's take an example in social interaction. In every situation where two people meet, where two events happen, we always have a kavua, an ikur, and a tuffel or an aroi. In other words, what is the fixed point and what's the variable? Let's take a very simple example. When I'm building a house, the fixed points of walls or columns is where they have to support the building. That's there. Now I can do interior decorating and work around it. So that's the fixed point, and everything else is around it. The one who is tuffel comes to the one who's ikker, and so on. That's the normal framework of a interaction between a tuffel and ikker, kavua and aroi, and so on. How does an Ovid Avodah Zarah look at religion as God? So the picture of an Ovid Avodah Zarah is as follows. The God, I am the most important entity in the world. It's, you know, I am. Now, what do I need to do? So I need to earn a living, I need to plow a farm, field a farm, so on. Hey, and there are gods out there, and those gods are extremely powerful. And you better not cross them. You better keep them in a very, very, good mood. Lots of sacrifices and wonderful, wonderful stuff. So even though I'm worshiping that god, but really what I'm doing is I'm thinking of my needs. I know that crossing gods is never a very good situation, and I do what it takes to keep myself going. Similar to, let's say I buy a gift for somebody who I want to get something out of him, I want him to leave me alone, whatever it is that I want or need out of him. That relationship is, I am the ikker, and the gift is a way to get the person off my back, or to get him to help me, or whatever. That is a human situation. The Ovid Avodah Zarah never saw God as an ideal that me as a nivra should strive for. I am me, and the gods are just very powerful forces that you got to reckon with, and you know how to play them. So I'm the kavua, and they are the roi. They happen to be a factor in my world, in my life, and I deal with it accordingly. We have a radically different picture of what a likus is. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he's the metzius, he's toiv, and I am just a mere nivra and an ephemeral being, and I need to be mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atem advekem ashal kechem chayim kol chamayoyim. So our understanding of a relationship of man to God is extremely, extremely different of Azar. It's not just a question of identity. Even if Avodah Zarah believes in one God, the question is, how does it cast it? What's the metzias? The expression of that in the world of in the world of Avodah is being kvius. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wherever it's convenient for me to be, then I'm the ikker, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a force to be reckoned with. So I just unpacked my bags now, landed here, you know, the gods are itchy for a carbon, here's a carbon. That was the Malach. It expressed itself by me being Kavua myself, and Avoda being Aroi, whatever. Our Amunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Metzias itself, and therefore that's reflected in the kvias that's there. And that's why the parasha here gives us that distinction as being the core or a core distinction between Avodah Zarah and Avodah Salakim. Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah has no kvias makom. I have a place. Mokum that I'm sheichin, and the shichnei sidreshena, I come looking for. I'm. This is my quest. My quest is to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I need to find the nekuda of where one finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how to get there. that's the reason why, specifically of all the elements in the Beis Hamikdash, the Makom Avoda itself, which is the Mizbeach, the primary Makom Avoda, is the one whose Makom is Kavua, and it's Mechuvin, and it's been like that always. This has been the central point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilin this world, and everything has always come to it and flocked to it. It might be the Pshat for the reason why there's a difference in Karbanos Nedava and Karbanos Chayva. Karbanos Nedava carry within themselves that element of my call. So even though it's an Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it still has that Nekuda of my call. Karbanos of Chayva means real Avodah that I have to do, and that's why that can only be in a Makom Kavua. I want to shtal it to something that is relevant bizman hazeh. It says kolakaveh makom first filosai elakei avi ba'azrai, and when he dies we say hey onavei chasi mitamido shavram avinu. So first I'd like to try to understand the chshivas of kvias makom. It certainly helps in terms of kavana, and you know there are many aspects why kvias makom is certainly a good aid for tefillah. That's fine. But in a deeper inyan, besides being just a technical, practical siyua for tefillah, there's a much deeper inyan in it. If I'm kovea makom faso, I'm really emulating this point. This is, I come to Hashem. Hashem doesn't come to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kvi v'kaima, and I'm the one that shtels sut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's the pshat. It says three things. It says, a onav, a chassid, mibnei bonav shavram avinu. So chassid, I understand, it's a ma'aseh l'fnei mishuras hadin. What is anav here? I mean, where does anav come in? The answer is, the musig of anava is me being mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to me. That's a pa'ula of anava, shtelling tzu to the other. And Avram Avinu, who was miyaset tefillah, who deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sight of Emunah that we understand it, that's the one who's Kalev Vibazrei. Avram Avinu is Kaveh Amor. Chazal learned it from a pasuk, but the point is, dafka the person who is Megala Emuna in the God that we understand to be, that is Echad. So this Nekuda is very much at the core of what's Echad. I would think, first of all, halachically, shitas bring the inyan of davening a shul. There's a shitas that davening in a shul, even without a minyan, has a chshivas to it. But I would like to say a word about a situation. It used to be we had small towns, small congregations. There was a zman tefillah and a shul, and you had to shtaltzut to the shul. In Baruch Hashem, we today Klal Yisrael is very, very large. A lot of people in the city, tons and tons of shuls, minyanim, b'chulu, b'chulu, and shtiblach, minyanim, and so on. And we can, at any given time, if you live in the right area, find a minyan and so on and so forth. Obviously, there's convenience to it. Obviously, life has a lot of moments where you're not a balabasing yourself. But mitzad the habit shaboy, mitzad the approach, it takes away from tefillah. It doesn't add. The convenience I mean when and where I want it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to me, not I come to him. It's the idea that I have to look at my watch and I have to go to that place and go there is a reinforcement in our world of the true mahos, of the true essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we do it, it lacks in it. It's something, kvias makom letfilah is something that is at the core of what a person is doing when he's worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's making a statement that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Atzmius of the world, the central Metzius of the world, and we shtel tzu. So the tefillah itself is that I'm praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on, and I do it in machshava that it's a kol poinim that everybody faces me. But in terms of enhancing our tefillah, making our tefillah appropriate, being kaveya makom and zman for tefillah, so that I need to make an effort to shtel tzu to tefillah, is something that is it's a hidur in the essence of tefillah. And it is a kiyum kefir kene de pasik of elamok and shifra shan kekon shiftechem le shichnoi sidri shuvasa shama. That avodas Hashem means searching for Kadosh Baruch Hu and making your way there. It's interesting, I'll finish. The Rambam, when he speaks about the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Rambam says to build the Beis HaBchira. There are many, many things you could say. So Rambam says one is to be makrif karbonis, okay, that is the main function, and to be oila l'regel. That's what Rambam calls it. He says it's the makom where we're building a place that will be that will bring karbonis and will be oila l'regel there. Aliyah l'regel is that nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the kiyum of L'shech Nesed Yishen of Asa Shama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kavur there, and we go there. So Avodas Mizbeach and Ali L'Regel are both the same inyan of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu there instead of placing him wherever we are.